until the day he escaped from this hellish place, or died trying. He didn't want to die, though. Death would be an escape for him, but only for him. If he was killed, his brothers would still be imprisoned. Worse, one of them would have to take his place as the lead troublemaker. He suspected Mayhem would take over the job of pushing boundaries and making himself the target of any punishments as he continued to search for a way out. He didn't want that role to fall to anyone else. Mayhem was strong and a good friend, one of the few he'd been allowed to see from time to time. Once the fire in his muscles stopped, rage rose to his feet, keeping his eyes half closed to protect them from what came next. The lights came on, flooding the space with stark white light so bright it hurt his eyes. The scrawnies did it on purpose, the petty bastards. He rose to his feet with a snarl of anger, flicking up two fingers on each hand in an obscene gesture he'd seen some of the low-level staff make when the superior's backs were turned. Then he stretched out his aching muscles, making every motion fluid and easy despite the lingering pain of his beating. He would never show weakness when they were watching. Never. Once he'd finished his stretching routine, he moved over to the sink, letting the tepid water trickle into his cupped hands. He splashed it on his face to wash away any traces of blood. No glass was in the cell, but someone had bolted a plate of well-polished metal to the wall above the sink. He could see his reflection well enough to note the swelling of his cheek and the cut above one eyebrow that ran parallel to one of his brow markings. It would heal quickly. They always did. Then he saw it. The real damage. Fuck. One of his horns was cracked. The part that curled around his ear and framed his jaw sported a new, ragged line longer than his thumb. He gathered more water into his hand and poured it over the damaged area. It was an instinctive action, one they all seemed to share. Each time one of them broke a horn or had one mutilated by their Vorexi captors, they all sought to soak the area in water. It worked, too. Given enough moisture and time, the horn would heal itself. If there was another way to fix the damage, none of them knew what it was. Most of what they knew came from their captors, either through their instructional sessions or by watching the inane entertainment programs broadcast to their cells as a reward for good behavior. The rest was provided, in secret, by the single friend he had found in this hellish place, an android named Bish. Bish was the unofficial liaison between the Pharrell and their captors. The android did what he could to help them, somehow managing to keep that help a secret from the Vorexi, while also finding ways to circumvent his programming. Rage didn't understand how that worked, really. Programs, machines, and technology were beyond him. It was enough to know that Bish existed. The how didn't matter. Bish was an ally. He relayed messages between prisoners, helped in small ways, and tried to hide any transgressions to prevent or delay punishment from the Vorexi. He'd helped guide them when they were younger and still allowed to be together. Now that they were separated, Bish was the only connection they had to each other. Rage's musings were interrupted by the soft tread of footsteps outside his cell door. The wall was solid, but he didn't need to see to know who was there. No one else moved like Bish. He was built to mimic a different species than the Vorexi. Shorter, stockier, and far less delicate, he'd taken blows that would have crippled or killed even the hardiest of the scrawnies. "You are awake," Bish said in his flat, neutral voice.
"I am."
They fell into the familiar pattern. Bish recited his latest infractions in the stiff, formal language the Vorexi loved, while Rage grunted at all the right times. While that went on, they had a very different conversation in the soft, subvocal undertones their jailers couldn't detect.
"How long will I be here this time?" Rage asked.
Bish answered after a long pause. "The rest of your life." Rage felt a stab of foreboding, like an icy blade burrowing deep into his skin.
"And how long will that be?"
Another silence followed, this one longer.
Rage prowled the boundaries of his tiny cell as he waited for an answer.
"You are scheduled for termination." The words hit him like another stun ray, numbing.